Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, Gold Miner. Gold is in Clutch Lounsbury's blood. His grandparents took the Valdez Trail up to Fairbanks during the gold rush, and Clutch was on a cat before he could walk. He's searched in creeks, canyons, and underground. He's sluice-boxed, dredged, and hard rock mined all over the interior and the Arctic. Today, he lives in Esther, above an 800-foot mine shaft in the hillside. Molly Reddig talked to Clutch for this series on life in Fairbanks before the pipeline boom.
So we got two good lights. I think we'll be good. We'll get a hard hat. And then
go find some gold.
Clutch Lounsbury's mine on Esther Dome begins from the Arctic entryway of his old cabin and stabs 800 feet into the hillside. The narrow tunnel, called a drift, feels like a secret underground passageway. His dad built it in the 1930s, following a gold vein as it zigzagged through the hill.
First 60 foot was, my dad didn't have a compressor. He used a chisel and a hammer and dynamite. And that's how he got in here.
Clutch has a white bushy beard and has often been mistaken for Santa Claus.
Kind of walk the track here so you don't get your shoes too wet.
In his mine, it's dark, damp, and 35 degrees year-round. Clutch and his brother George mined it until 1980, drilling 100-foot core samples into the walls every few feet, searching for gold.
And there's the vein. You see that white milky quartz? That's all there is. Okay. It's about 2 inch wide. That's what you're looking for when you're mining.
The Lounsburys have deep roots in Alaska. Clutch's great-grandfather built the first church in Fairbanks in 1905, shortly after his grandfather followed his grandmother up north.
I thought he'd come near looking for gold, but actually he was looking for his girlfriend that he went to school with in Oregon.
They took a horse and sleigh up the Valdez Trail to Fairbanks and mined on Engineer Creek in Fox. When E.T. Barnett, the founder of Fairbanks, swindled the bank in 1911, his grandparents lost a lot of money and headed back to Iowa. Clutch's dad was 3. As soon as he turned 18, he hitchhiked back to Alaska with $50 in his pocket.
Just like a Sam would be going back to spawn, you know?
His mom grew up in Fairbanks in the apartment above the railroad depot. An old picture shows her playing in the backyard with her pet black bear cub. Clutch was born in 1945 and was moving dirt with his dad by age 2. He mined for coal and Healy and built roads for the state for 20 years, mostly in the Brooks Range, but he never stopped looking for gold. In 1984, he was passing through Boundary on the Canadian border on his way to check out a mine in Dawson. There was a beautiful cook named Lorna working at Action Jack's Bar and Restaurant.
When I first met Lorna, she had 3 horses, 3 sons, 3 violins, 3 banjos, and those other 2 guys I was worried about.
Lorna wrangled wild Mustangs in Reno before moving to Alaska for work.
I was a cowboy all winter one time. My job was to go to the top of the hill and start the mares and the colts down towards the ropers, and I'd go up there and look down on Highway 40 and...
The Mustang Ranch.
Mustang Ranch.
In the 70s, Clutch and his brother inherited claims from their friend in Wiseman, a tiny mining town in the Brooks Range that was only connected to the Hall Road in the 90s. The first big nugget in the region came out of their creek in 1916.
It was worth $669.50, and it was 35 ounces and 5 penny weight.
Prospectors were already building a city in Coldfoot. When they heard about the nugget, they moved their equipment and cabins 10 miles upriver.
The stampede started that way. The next year, they found a nugget twice that size, just 3 miles up the road from my place on the Hammond. They found a 60-ouncer, and eventually, I think it was 150-ouncer or something. There was just huge nuggets all around that area were discovered in the last couple decades or so.
The biggest one Clutch ever found is the size of his fingernail, but that's not why he does it.
I never really cared about getting rich. It was an adventure.
Clutch and Lorna run the Wiseman Gold Camp B&B every summer. Lorna rides her 2 horses, and Clutch works on the local mining museum and prospects up the canyon.
Now, you never know, I might run into something. I haven't lost hope yet. It's a lot of dirt between that goal.
And just like that, he's off to start looking again. In Fairbanks, I'm Molly Reddig.